Hi there. Wow, we haven't done that in a while. I forgot to do it on our first recording back with the
Yeah,
guys
and
in
our second
Vegas.
one.
Oh my God, on our second one.
I think. No, did you?
No, I didn't. No, because we kind of just started the conversation.
We did. Yes, that was a very unorthodox way.
Well, I'm not
Yeah.
Orthodox anymore, so.
No? What do you say to everybody?
I'm not the Jew you knew. I
Yes.
could use that word
And
because
all
who's
on
Jewish?
his merit. I had nothing to do with it. I supported whatever he wanted to
I
do.
love you.
I love you. And now he eats everything.
I eat it all.
Yeah.
Taxes, the loans, take it all. The pork, the ham, the bacon. I eat it
Yeah.
all.
If you don't know what that means, it's because Dibby grew up.
Jewish Orthodox,
Yes.
and I kept kosher growing up, kept the Sabbath. But now this is the way I live. It's just like, I met the most beautiful girl in my life.
You,
I love you.
beautiful man in my life. Hey. Yeah, so we're together. I don't know if you all knew that by now.
We're
So,
celebrating
yes.
3 years next month.
Yes, April
April
14th, the day of
14th.
the Titanic sinking.
That's it. And
Beautiful.
her mom and stepdad are 9/11, and we're the day of
Yep.
the Titanic.
It's
So
great. Yes.
we're all it's all tragic. It's all it's
It's
but you know
that's
what?
theater. It's the comedy and the drama.
Exactly. But you know what? Speaking of tragedies, well, because the war, but we try to levitate the Pentagon.
Right, two wars.
Two, right, that's two.
Yeah, it's great.
Speaking of
That's why we
levitating.
need this show even more, okay? Because Jersey Boys keeps us in check. And
Exactly.
honestly, okay, so here's the thing. We kind of want to, well, we do want to give you an update on just our lives and why we stopped and now that we're back and everything. So, as you know, we started the show in May 2020, and we pretty much went all the way through
2022.
June 2022 ish. Yeah.
Amazing guests.
The best.
Seriously,
The best.
that
That
was
was
the
the best.
best.
But at that point, we knew we wanted to take a little break, just so mostly so we could regroup and find different ways of giving, Jersey Boys information to you all. But then the break lasted a lot longer than we expected. It was about a year and a half. Not good. And work was just insane for both of us. I was really struggling, just too much work, and things were just going nuts. And then Devine ended up working four jobs last summer into fall, and he never complained one bit. And thankfully, now things leveled out, knock on wood. Also, we're on a big wellness journey. So, you know how when you get together, like in How I Met Your Mother, like you get relationship weight because you're so comfortable and you're happy and you're eating everything. Yeah, so we both gained a lot of weight and now we're losing, which is great.
Yeah, seriously, because
Yeah.
we got her sister's wedding heading
Yes.
in
Yep.
January, so we wanted to lose a little weight, and you could probably.
Hopefully tell. Like, I mean, it wasn't bad, but like,
No, it is.
but we're trying to just have more
Everyone,
control
right.
of our lives
Everyone
and everything.
fluctuates.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Right. But it was hard for me because like I hadn't had that experience before. Like I woke up and I was like 20, 25 pounds heavier than I thought I was. And I was like, oh, we just knew we wanted to make a few changes. So that was a big transition for us too. What else has been happening? So we live together. So
It'll be 2 years in August that we're
yes,
living
which is
together.
crazy. Yeah. So how did that work then when we were recording? I'm
We
forgetting everything.
were recording
Everything.
on Zoom, like really from three different locations. Well, a lot of the times we would be together because I would come here, or you would come to my apartment,
Right.
but
Yeah.
sometimes we were really recording in three different places, like you in one place, I in one place, and our guests in another place. Especially when I first moved here,
Right.
we would record a lot of episodes. I would be in my apartment, you'd be here. I just said that, but I'll say it
Yeah. First
again.
moved to New York, he
Yeah.
means
Oh, yeah. When I
in
first moved back to New York at the end of 2020.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of transition. So now we're in our room in Astoria, and it's all good. But we need,
Awesome.
but we actually, can we, let's walk you to our living room for a second. Want to walk him over?
Yeah, let's do
okay.
Okay, off we go.
Okay.
Off we go. Off we go.
Digital digest apartment tour.
Hey, welcome to my apartment. Our apartment. No, this is like Architectural Digest.
Yes.
With usually one person. Yeah.
Is anyone else obsessed with those Celebrity House videos? I am. Okay,
so here we have the neon sign.
Come in.
Oh, there it is. Dun, dun.
Yes, and then, so this is our
silhouettes table
section of the apartment. So
we have some candles, some DVDs.
Yes, and the
coffee table book.
Coffee table book. Thank you, Patty Packis, for this. We have to return it to you. We have another copy too.
And then we have this amazing box set, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Thank you, Charles Alexander, for buying it. It's literally the ultimate box set.
Yes.
Sorry.
And we have more candles if you're interested. Let us know.
Some more merch and
yeah, we have my mom made us
yes.
This
thank you,
table.
Elena.
And so many things. Should we no, okay. Some things are secrets. but we'll show you eventually.
Let's
and
check that out, ladies and germs.
And our podcast mic. Notice how we're not using a mic right now. Not professional.
No.
And this is from the Jersey Boys reopening night after COVID. Well, during COVID, but yeah. By the way, okay, we're recording this on St. Patrick's Day, green. 4 years after COVID started. Do you miss it? Do you miss that time?
Do you miss
lockdown? Do you feel like it never ended? I'm always going to think I'm in 2020. My brain, I'm either in 2014 or 2020. That's like it. Yes. Want to see the rest of our apartment while we're here? just the couch.
Okay.
We worked really hard.
Worked very hard on the couch.
Yes, this is our living room. And if you watch Drake and Josh, the room in which we live. Yes.
Good one, my
yes,
love.
And Daveed's TV.
Our TV.
We fucking love this TV.
Huge.
And then Daveed does magic here.
Hold it.
And his keyboard. Yay! Okay, now we'll take it back. We'll get back to business. Okay, 1 second. Yes, so for this episode, this morning we were trying to figure out, what should we call it? Because that would help drive the conversation. And Daveed really wanted it to be...
Dawn-centric.
Yeah.
Because,
so,
like, honestly, dawn is the moment that will always be seared in my brain.
Okay.
Always.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
So
top five moments.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was thinking, could like Dawn go away, like fuck out of here. But so Dawn came back.
Right.
Exactly. So then Dawn come back. Like our comeback.
Yes.
To you.
You. Our viewers.
Our amazing community.
Yes. And we love you all so much.
Yes.
Yeah, so
here's
it's pretty funny. So it's our Dawn comeback.
Our Dawn comeback. So we just wanted to talk about Dawn with you guys and just this moment.
Let's just converse.
You know, so why don't you all close your eyes? Set the scene, right? Really, like close your eyes because we can't show you a bootleg. So you'll never hear the word bootleg come out of my mouth. Okay.
Nope.
It's footage. Okay. So so just close your eyes, set the scene. Right? They just finished singing My Eyes Adored You. They're sitting, they're standing under
in the purple
shirts. The purple shirts and the blue jackets with the nice little collar.
The tie.
On the tie.
And Tommy is a little bit off.
Yeah.
Right?
Tommy's
in that amazing
in the group.
Core
yeah.
formation.
He's a little off because
to quote Joey Russo in the movie.
Off. Exactly.
The bowling pin.
Exactly. Yeah. That's such a great detail. No, but you're right. That's such a great detail.
Because we don't
know this yet because we're not in Act Two, but Tommy's already kind of separated. He's kind of already separated from the group. So imagine that they're singing, they're finishing the last notes of My Eyes Adored You under the street lamp. Then you hear the bass. And then they start singing, Pretty as a Midsummer's Morn. They call her Dawn. And now Bob is doing his thing. So they're talking about...
Bob does his stretch.
Bob does his stretch. And they're talking about the British Revolution. Or the
invasion.
The British invasion. So all the British bands are coming to New York. And actually, Rick Ellis wrote the book for another musical called My Very Own British Invasion. So it's like...
We love you, Rick.
It's foreshadowing. Yeah. We love you, Rick, so much. So it was foreshadowing, potentially. It was, you know, when he says my own... So we also are called the British Invasion.
The
so.
Way... You want to talk about fucking manifestation, okay? This show manifests everything for everyone and involved.
Corey,
it is the core.
Corey Giacoma also... Yep. He played Paul.
We love you, Coco.
Hey, I'm Paul. Hi, I'm Ringo. So, honestly, this is a great episode so far.
Oh my God. Okay. It's very unhinged.
This is
the opposite of everything, as you know, that we did in our first two seasons. Structured
there were
as hell.
Like this.
Moments for sure. But we were very structured, very just wanting to be as professional as possible and be a real resource and an intellectual conversation.
And when we have guests, like, of course, like, you know, like we always want to.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, but we would have some fun with them. Right.
This is a taste of...
Yeah, this is just us, baby. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
So,
cut back.
Bob,
yes.
So they just... So they start singing, and Bob's talking about how the British bands are invading the U.S., so now they're going to start their American Revolution. Like, that is a very intentional word. Rick and Marshall could have used any other word, but they decided... So why do you think they decided to use revolution?
Well, I think that's the genius, part of the genius of the show, is because with the monologues, that's them telling us the history, not of, only of the band, but of the context of everything that's happening.
Yeah.
So, but it's so succinct, you know, it's like the British invasion, our revolution. It's exactly that foil.
Really, really cool, intentional thing that they did.
And it's so quick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, if there's so many other ways they could have gone about it, where it could have been, like, you know, based in that time period if they wanted to, or it could have been a whole actual season, or even the first act. It could, you know what I mean? Or the second act.
Yeah.
It would have been the second act, probably. You know what I mean? So I think that's what's so great about it, is you know what's happening in that time period, but they only needed to mention it once. Exactly. And that was more
that's
than enough
keywords.
To lead to the rest of the show.
Exactly. That's the brilliance.
Yeah.
And so the battle begins on a Sunday night at 8 o'clock, and the whole world is watching. That's the second time the whole world is mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole world explodes.
Mm-hmm.
The whole world is watching.
Right.
So with Sherry, the whole world explodes, but now they have the world by the balls.
Yeah.
So the whole world is watching.
By the Corleones.
Right. Yeah. And so then... So now they're setting up for the Ed Sullivan Show. I mean, like,
well, here's what we also need to do, because as I'm sure you remember, with the screens, they have, it seems like, real footage of the show, like of that episode when
the four seasons
were on at the Ed Sullivan Show.
We don't know. So that's
we don't know
actually,
if it's actual footage. We never looked that up.
Richard Hester. Let us know.
We can. We'll try to find it on YouTube.
Okay.
I'm sure it's there.
Now, right here on our stage, and now, ladies and gentlemen, for all the youngsters in the country, four seasons. So you have Ed Sullivan on the screen, and then on Broadway, they had three screens, right? So now, so you have the three screens, or one screen or two screens, depending on the production you're watching, and the seasons are playing stage left, and the camera and stuff is on stage right. And that's the brilliance of Des McAnuff, that he was able to create different perspectives. And, like, sometimes the cameras or the shows that they were playing were all over the stage. And Dawn is really where you see them play almost every single part of the stage. And mm-hmm. It's amazing. So they're playing to the camera. They're singing Dawn's. They're singing the first part of Dawn. And then.
It's four angles. Four seasons.
Exactly.
Right, center, left, back.
Amazing.
Booyah.
Booyah, motherfucker. So
that makes me question where Tommy is, because Tommy should be also, like, doing something a little different, maybe.
Maybe he is. Maybe he That's is. A good question. We never noticed that. We've never, like, tried to pay attention to just that.
Yeah. Because the lights are so blinding.
Especially at the end. But we'll get there. So they're singing, and then don't go away. They're suddenly center stage and they're playing a concert. And then you see the screens change for it to say the Four Seasons. So now they're not playing the show, they're not playing the Ed Sullivan Show there anymore. They're playing a concert. Time is moving, time is rushing. And so I just want to say, they just sang My Eyes Adored You, right? It was so slow. And Frankie just broke up with Mary, and the group is just like, is it falling apart? You learn later that a lot of shit is happening. So of course, this is just genius. You don't even know what's happening until act two. So, but they're singing slow, and now suddenly they're being propelled forward again. Dawn is fast. The guitar is playing fast. The drums are playing fast. So everything is fast, and everything is just faster and moving and moving and moving. And they're moving.
This is the sexiest Ed Sullivan thing show. I've heard in my life. Oh. Yeah.
Ed Sullivan, center stage, playing another show. And then things actually slow down again. But now they slow down for a different reason. They slow down because now we're back in that mixy plixy, spacey, wacy, timey, wimey planet Twando, which we actually don't even enter until later. But we're in this.
Do you remember Planet Twando?
Temporal zone.
Go back in our previous episodes. I don't remember. Yeah.
Go back.
Yeah.
But we're in this temporal zone. Now Bob is speaking again. He's speaking right to the audience. And we're in a social movement like the Beatles. I guess the Seasons weren't so political. I guess they were more behavioral and mm-hmm. like about the human condition, which the Beatles were also. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, Big Girls Don't Cry, Walk Like a Man, mm-hmm. you know, more, not behavioral, that sounds bad.
Love.
But more on like the human condition. Mm-hmm. And I think...
And wanting to get out of a small town. What do you do in a small town? You know?
Exactly.
Big man in town. All right. Those things.
And their fans, right. You know, their fans weren't trying to levitate the Pentagon.
Right.
You know, they
that really is one of the most impactful lines.
Yeah.
In the show, can. You know? And
so our people were the men who went off to seas.
Well, overseas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Went
overseas.
And
their sweethearts waiting for them back at home.
Right. The women with... the circles under her eyes.
The truck driver.
The pretty girl with the circles under her eyes. Yeah, working at the diner. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, a huge reason why we started this podcast is because Jersey Boys keeps us in check, meaning it's like, just cut the BS out of your life and just remember what life is really about. And this shows the power of the Four Seasons music, you know, with
mixed
this.
With
and
power of really, theater.
Yeah, exactly. Everything. And yeah, because it just reminds you what's really important in life. And
this was probably
these are the people that really do make the world function, you know, and it shows how there's no one, because the whole show is about getting to fame and how like everyone remembers it how they need to, you know, and this is a quintessential part of the show where it's like, this is how Bob was reacting, and he was thinking big, he was thinking into the future. And it's just awesome.
It's amazing. It. And while Bob is doing all this, the rest of the Seasons, they're moving slowly to the back of the stage. And, you know, you don't know why. Like, you first see the show, you have no clue. Like, why is Bob top of the stage? And where did the rest of the Seasons go? And then they're about to play the next concert.
Oh, okay. Now we're okay.
Yeah. So now they're going to the back of the stage. Mm-hmm. And Bob's talking at the front. And they're the ones who pushed us over the top. And then Bob runs to the back of the stage. Mm-hmm. And then you see this new point of view that you haven't seen before. And this moment will always be burned into my memory. I don't remember anything. I remember two things from the first time I saw the show.
In 2012.
We saw it a week apart from each other. Didn't know each other. Yeah. Lived an hour and a half away from each other. The gunshot in the car. Mm-hmm. So loud. And then the dawn lights.
Yeah.
When they're playing upstage. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, wow. At New World Stages, those lights were very bright. It's a small space. It's like a stadium or a concert hall, like this huge space. You don't know where. But how impactful is that picture?
Mm-hmm. Right. That stage image.
And they have all the cameras. There's people running backstage. Like, because the front of the stage, as it were, is, you know, downstage is backstage. Now, because mm-hmm. they've completely shifted the point of view,
right,
which is just amazing.
Yeah.
And then
the only time you're back can be toward the stage is you're doing Jersey Boys. Okay,
right, exactly.
Cheat out.
Remember that.
Yeah. Right.
And then at the end, So they finished the song. And now we're just going to finish the rest of the show. I'm just going to finish the rest of the show. Okay, I'm thinking.
The show or the act?
Yeah, I'm just going to finish the whole show.
The whole show.
You guys, wrap in. No, just going to finish the rest of the act.
Okay.
So Bob is thinking into the future now.
Yeah.
And record,
World tour,
concept album, and then a label. That's right. The big thing. Start our own label. And while he's dreaming up all this and he's talking to us, Norm Waxman pops in and he fucking cracks the rule. Bob, this motherfucker, and the way almost every Norm, so he comes in, hey, Frankie, fabulous show. You guys get better and better. And they ask for Tommy. Like, Tommy around.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Right.
Who wants to know?
Yep.
And then he just
Norman Waxman.
And so they just keep like, and then Norm
says
it's about money. Oh, okay. Norman.
Sorry, yeah.
It's about money. And then Frankie says, listen, you want to deal, you want to talk about
before that. I'm sorry. Okay. No. So well, this is where it's great acting choices. So we were watching a bootleg. And
no bootlegs.
What did I say?
The fuck you just said?
That's my cousin Biddy. okay, so, wait, there are different ways Frankie's call for Tommy to come backstage again to meet with Norm. And so it's like, who wants to know? And it's Tommy! And it's like freaking out.
Yeah.
Like it's like, I know who this guy is. I know what's going on. And it's like a panic. Like Tommy or it's fucking Pitt. And it's like, Tommy, like, get over here.
It's true.
Or it's just nonchalant and he has no idea and he's just being polite and trying to get Tommy. So I think that's, I love that. I always
and
look
Nick's
forward
like,
to
let me, because he knows that Frankie will fucking go off on him.
Yeah. At that point, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really cool. I love that. See, it's such a small moment, but it could just give you so much information.
Wow. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And then he says, then talk to our lawyer. And then Norm's like, no. You got a little success now. Like,
even that's different with Norm. Or, well, Donnie Kerr in the movie, he's just like, got a little success now. It's like, yeah, you think you're cocky? Well, little do you know.
Well, because Frankie's walking away. You got business, right. You talk to our attorney now. If you'll excuse, he's walking away. No.
But
you listen to me.
It's
intimidation. Mm-hmm. Wait, no, Waxman, Norman Waxman, it's in the show too.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank God.
And then.
Yeah. But I do feel like, though, because that part does move pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I feel like that part could be slowed down a little bit more, too. I think. What do you think?
I don't want it to be slowed down.
No.
Because
okay. It's the train that's crashing.
You can't, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't take a moving train off the tracks, because I think that's the whole, because like the train keeps moving. Mm-hmm. Until it hits the wall and Tommy has to go to Vegas.
Right.
So it's like I don't even want the train, because it's like
right. That's what makes sense.
It's been moving. It's been moving. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
No, you're right.
No, but that would be interesting to show.
Like, oh, this is Norm.
Right.
Because I think everyone's like the lights are bright. They're not fully paying attention, maybe.
Right.
So just something to draw your attention more to Norm. Like, even if he comes a little more downstage.
Right.
That'll make a
difference. Because he also clarifies who he is.
Right.
Waxman, Norman Waxman. Mm-hmm. But so, because also, everyone, all the onstage and offstage singers are singing Walk Like a Man. Mm-hmm. So we were discussing this before we started recording. Like, why are they all singing? I mean, I understand why Walk Like a Man. Mm-hmm. But why isn't it just the underscoring? Why are the actors singing? It's fucking creepy.
Right.
It's so eerie. It was spooky. Yeah, that was the word I used specifically. Mm-hmm. It's spooky. So Ron Melrose, Dez, Richard, Sergio, everyone who's watching and listening, why are they singing? Why are they... Why are they all singing it?
Yeah.
Because is it to give that eerie feeling? Is it to give like the feeling that everyone's listening in, maybe? Mm-hmm. Maybe
to show that just because the world is playing that song it. And
maybe and it's, also it's, that it's just yeah. like they're backstage. Or they're who knows, like, yeah, they're backstage at
right. Or I think it might I think it could be showing how the world, like, it's like they're the most famous people right now and everyone's listening to their songs, that it should be a happy time, but it gets really dramatic. Maybe.
Wow. That's
then
that would really stay. That would really make it really spooky.
Yeah.
Really creepy.
Yeah. But say what you were thinking.
I actually don't remember.
Yeah, you do.
What was I thinking?
You were saying how it's well, because everyone's listening.
Oh yeah, like the world's yeah. eyes are on them, so they're all listening.
Oh, I thought you meant maybe, just the people backstage.
Also that. Yeah. Okay. Like maybe they were trying to listen to the drama, what's going on. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. That's funny.
I don't know.
And then wow, because it's just so spooky. And then the underscore once Norm and they all start talking, like doom 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 boom 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 boom.
Fun fact:
boom, boom.
When we were watching it,
whenever we watched the show live,
like 8 times, it was just because it's fun. Okay, separate episode. Parts of the show that just make us laugh, like because there's so many little things. But so with the dun dun dun,
ding,
we see, dab.
We would dun, always dab.
Dun, dun.
and then it would, because then it would get faster, because it starts.
I don't remember that though.
It starts off dun 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 dun, and then it would go each one dun 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 dun, and right when Tommy, right before Tommy goes down the stairs, there's a snare hit. So I would just always take off my glasses. I would just always do it like really, really hard.
<A big one. laughs>
And then Tommy goes down the stairs. Tommy goes down the stairs. Boom, like this. Yeah. And that's the end of Act One.
And that's the end of Act One.
That's the end of Act One.
Intermission, folks.
And so
enjoying a hard candy, a soothing lozenge.
Now. Yeah. Here's you can unwrap it now.
Yeah. Unwrapping the hot candies.
Richard gives you permission to do it now.
Yes.
So there's just so much in those
5 minutes.
Is it 5 minutes?
5 minutes.
Like 7 minutes.
Okay.
Maybe 10.
You should count.
1, 2, 3. But that's what we wanted to share with you today. We wanted to share with you how we were doing.
It's really been on his mind.
Yes. And I love Dawn. We love it because really, like, it's the moment that everyone remembers.
Right. And if we've surveyed loosely people on their favorite songs from the four seasons and from the show itself, and Dawn is always in the top three. It's really interesting.
It's really good. It's really, really good. So that's the show.
We hope you had fun.
We really hope you had fun.
We would love to do this more if you like it. Like maybe every third episode, it could just be two of
maybe,
us.
Maybe, or, yeah.
We don't want to give a number on
maybe
it.
Maybe we could like start from the beginning, go through the whole show section by section.
That'd be fun.
We already did Stay. We already did Stay, mm-hmm. Bye Bye Baby, like that whole section with Ron. Ron.
Yeah.
We did the first 30 minutes of the show with Richard. Mm-hmm. So we'll do this,
yeah,
you know.
We do this with guests all the time. We pick a section of the show.
But this is like the third time we've really dedicated like
an episode.
No, right, well, but like gone through like a specific amount of time
right.
in the show.
Yeah.
We love
Do you like this?
Yeah, we like this. Good. We'll go through the whole show.
That'd be fun.
We'll go through the whole show.
Go through
show,
with us.
Bit by bit. Putting it together.
Yes. And maybe we could even do it live on YouTube, so that way we can all be together in the comments. That could be fun.
We go together. Shout out to Jen Nemo for being in that 94 revival of Grease with that amazing alma mater.
Yeah. And Beauty School Dropout.
Oh my God.
The coolest.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Crazy. Nuts. Just nuts. Unhinged nuts.
Crazy.
I feel like that production of Grease is like the poor things of Broadway.
If you
just
haven't seen
so
it, yeah.
Cool. Very and out there. Outlandish. Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, like, comment, subscribe, follow, Follow us on YouTube. Follow us on Spotify. Follow us on Google Podcasts. Follow us on Instagram. So it's JBPodcast_. And
spread the word.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. We'll be uploading this episode very soon today, next couple hours. And
Asalut. Oh.
What's house? They're
house left.
House. They're on house right. Because house right is stage left.
Right.
And house left. And house left is stage right. Playing
Let's
stage
just put
right.
House left.
Okay.
Because they'll know.
So they're on house right.
They're facing
playing
left.
House. Yeah. So
should we get that?
Okay. Cut.
That's so bad.
Cut.
Can we have